Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Friday, September 10th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Starting off with your local news, we have a lot of it today. Fifth case of rabies has been confirmed in Polk County. On September 5th, Polk County Animal Control responded to a home on Old Bartow Eagle Lake Road in Bartow, where the family dog was exposed to a bat while being walked by its owner. The dog's owner called Animal Control, and the Animal Control officers collected the bat carcass and sent it to the state lab for testing in Tampa. On Wednesday, September 8th, the results of the test confirmed that the bat was indeed infected with rabies. The dog is vaccinated, but out of an abundance of caution, will remain quarantined inside its home for 45 days. This is the fifth confirmed case of rabies. And the Polk County Sheriff's Office is trying to identify two suspects involved in retail theft. On August 27th at around 2:15 p.m., two men entered a CVS store at 6105 U.S. 98 North in Lakeland and commenced thieving. The crooks stole loads of laundry detergent, no pun intended. Both suspects are believed to be older black male adults. The two fled the area in a white four-door passenger vehicle. Pictures are available on the Heartland Crime Stoppers Facebook page. If you recognize these men or the vehicle, or if you have any information that could be helpful in this investigation, please contact Detective Marshall at 863-577-1625 and reference case number 21-35784. That number again is 863-577-1625 and reference case number 21-35784. If you wish to remain anonymous, you can call Heartland Crime Stoppers at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477. And now on to your local events. First up, Hardy County is in the process of updating the county's Land Development Code, or LDC. The LDC guides residential and non-residential development. Please join them to discuss updates to the LDC. Stop by anytime from 4 to 6 p.m. on Thursday, September 16th at the Hardy County Commission Chambers at 412 West Orange Street in room 102. That's 412 West Orange Street, room 102. For more information, you can contact Todd Miller, the Hardy County Planning Director, at 863-767-1964 or email todd.miller@hardycounty.net. And tonight, cheer on your Hardy Wildcats as they travel to Haines City and take on the Hornets in a non-district home game. Kickoff is at 7:30 p.m., and if you can't make it there, Wes and the gang will bring you live coverage of this matchup starting at 7:25 right here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, AM 1310 and FM 102.1 on your Hardy County radio dial, or listen around the world at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your job's here in the area. The Wauchula Police Department is still accepting applications for a full-time law enforcement officer. Qualifications and job duties can be found on the Wauchula PD Facebook page. Trulieve is looking for a patient consultant. Qualifications include at least 21 years of age, a high school diploma or GED, related experience, and cash handling experience. And the St. Amaro Post Acute and Rehab Center is looking for a patient care specialist. A high school diploma or GED and long-term care experience are preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page, whichever you prefer. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 86 degrees out, partly sunny with thunderstorms, a 50% chance of rain. The air quality is excellent. Maximum UV index is 8, very high. Winds west-southwest at 6 miles per hour with gusts up to 7 miles per hour. Humidity is extremely humid at 70%. The dew point 75. Cloud cover 46%. 0.05 inches of rain, the visibility is 5 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 33,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:59 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning, then showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 60% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms early in the evening, then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the evening. Lows in the lower 70s, north winds around 5 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable with a 50% chance of rain. Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s, east winds around 5 miles per hour with a 50% chance of rain. And Saturday night, partly cloudy, lows in the mid 70s, east winds around 5 miles per hour. Sunday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 50% chance of rain. And Sunday night, partly cloudy with lows in the mid 70s. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast for today, tonight, and the weekend. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. While aphids aren't a direct threat to cotton, they can carry a virus that's hard to control and can cause significant losses to one of Georgia's most important crops. According to the Georgia Farm Bureau, first identified in Alabama in 2017, cotton leaf roll dwarf virus, which causes leaf reddening, crinkling, and curling, as well as deformation of cotton bolls. By 2019, it was detected in every cotton-producing state east of Texas, including Georgia. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration approved an extension of the exemption from hours of service requirements for livestock haulers through the end of November. According to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the announcement will allow livestock haulers flexibility to promote the well-being of livestock during hauls and keep grocery stores in stock. Livestock haulers have been operating under an HOS exemption since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic and maintaining a strong safety record. Families in Louisiana affected by Hurricane Ida are now able to receive food packages containing USDA foods, nutritious, high-quality foods, 100% grown and produced on farms in the U.S. USDA approved the short-term measure to address an immediate need for food until a long-term solution is ready. Last week, USDA also approved a waiver to allow participants in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program to purchase hot food with their benefits through September 28th.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charged cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack is asking American hog producers to be vigilant about the dangers of swine fever. In a recorded message, Vilsack asked livestock producers and pet owners to be vigilant about the biosecurity practices they use and to be aware of the signs of ASF. Vilsack also reminded people that the disease is still spreading around the world, ruining livelihoods and disrupting trade. And while it has not yet been detected in the U.S., it has recently been confirmed in hog populations less than 1,000 miles away from the U.S. in the Dominican Republic.
We want everyone who comes in contact with pigs, from the large farm owner to people who own a small miniature pig, and even international travelers and petting zoo visitors, to understand how easily this disease can spread and the importance of keeping our U.S. pigs free from this disease.
Vilsack assured listeners that the USDA is doing everything it can to keep African swine fever out of the country and believes it has a solid plan to eradicate it should it arrive here. USDA researchers are spearheading potential experimental vaccines that have been licensed to companies around the world, and some of those companies are collaborating with the USDA to further the research and eventually control and stop the spread. U.S. pork producers marketed over 131 million pigs in 2020, valued at over $19 billion in cash receipts. That provided over 28 billion pounds of meat to consumers around the world, according to the Ag Secretary's message.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network news. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Inflation at the wholesale level soared last month, rising 8.3% from 1 year earlier, the steepest annual gain since the Labor Department started calculating the 12-month number in 2010. Facing big hiring challenges, some of the country's leading employers going to great lengths to sweeten the pot for would-be employees.
The battle to attract and keep quality employees is heating up as e-commerce giant Amazon has announced it's offering 750,000 hourly workers in the U.S. the chance to enroll in a fully paid bachelor's degree program after completing 90 days of employment. Industry observers say that not even the $15 minimum wage is enough to retain workers these days.
That's correspondent Ken Lorman on Wall Street. Stocks mixed at mid-morning. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. NFL Thursday Night Football, it's back and the season's underway. Tampa Bay Buccaneers began their Super Bowl defense by stopping the Dallas Cowboys 31-29 on Ryan Succop's 36-yard field goal with 2 seconds to go. Tom Brady set it up with a last-minute drive directed on the field where the Bucs became the first team to play and win a Super Bowl in their home stadium just 7 months ago. Brady passed for 366 yards and 4 touchdowns. Dak Prescott kept the Cowboys in contention, though, by throwing for 403 yards and 3 scores. Chris Godwin, Rob Gronkowski, and Antonio Brown caught first-half touchdown passes for the Bucs. Elsewhere, the Pittsburgh Steelers have made outside linebacker T.J. Watt the highest-paid defensive player in the league. Watt has reportedly signed a 4-year extension worth $112 million. 26-year-old has become one of the best pass rushers in the league in his short career. This is SRN Sports. There was Major League Baseball yesterday as the stretch run continues down to the playoffs in the American League. The A's beat the White Sox 3-1. Indians 4, Twins 1, Kansas City over the Orioles 6-0, and Toronto beat the Yankees 6-4. In the National League, Cardinals 2, Dodgers 1, Miami over the Mets 3-2, Colorado beat Philadelphia 4-3, Atlanta 7, and the Nationals 6. NBA news, center DeAndre Jordan has signed with the LA Lakers, adding another seasoned veteran to their experienced roster. The 13-year NBA star spent his first 10 seasons down the Staples Center hallway with the Clippers. He led the league in field goal percentage 5 times and won 2 rebounding titles during his decade with the Clips, who reversed the franchise's image as longtime losers during his partnership with Chris Paul and Blake Griffin. The 33-year-old Jordan has played for the Mavericks, the Knicks, and the Nets since leaving LA in 2018. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you will always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, and no other bank deserves that title other than our very own First National Bank of Wauchula. You can stop in and see them at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, or visit them online at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: letting go of a loved one can be very hard, but sometimes it's the only way to survive a rock-climbing catastrophe. Uh-oh. Tune in not tomorrow, but Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, a great and thoughtful weekend for 9/11. Stay safe and stay dry, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.